Hello, this is Jillian Yum, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I don't know why I just told you my full name. That was cool, though. Definitely feeling rusty. Back in the studio for the first time this semester. Very excited to be back. This is such a great thing for me. The radio station is just like where I can play all my little songs, say all my little jokes that I write in my notes over the course of the week. This is like my gateway drug to stand up. So you're getting all my worst jokes is what I'm saying. The name of the show is Bean Tunes, and that's because I'm Bean, or Bean Bun, or Beans on Toast, or whatever you want to call me, Lima Bean, I don't know, whatever you want. And I play all my little tunes. Basically, in the show, I have a theme sometimes. Actually, I always have a theme that's like sort of like in my brain. I try to make it sound like an actual theme. And then I play songs that are sort of related to the theme. And most times, if you're a fan of the show, you would know that most times, like, the theme is not really a thing. Like, my songs make no sense if you're really thinking about it. So just be here for the ride, right? That's the name of the game, especially this week because it's our first week. Our first month is coming to a close at school. I'm starting work. I'm finally doing homework, and I'm like getting settled into my dorm, which is crazy because now I'm like living in a room on my own, which is like big stuff for me. Feeling like a real adult in my little cute little dorm with my friends that I'm like being fed food and I have a bed to sleep in and everything like that, but I still feel like very adult. So that's the theme of the show, pretty much. It's like songs of my summer and also getting settled into school. That was King Street by Eleni Drake. That's a song that my friend introduced me to that I really loved. And next I'm going to play one from Molly Birch. It's called Took a Minute. I really love Molly Birch and I'm really excited to see her live. She's coming to Boston. You should definitely go see her too. She's playing with Tennis and I think it's at the Royale. Very excited. Concerts are back. So that means I'm thriving. So here's Molly Birch. This one's called Took a Minute.
Took a minute but I found you, baby, I'm sure. Took a minute but I found you, baby, I'm sure. Took a minute but I found you, baby, I'm sure. Took a minute but I found you.
Listen.
as the sun slips over my shoulder, I can tell I've been getting older, drawn to you like the horizon. I'm the first one to break the silence.
Bring all the bells, ring it, bell, bell, people, and we'll win.
guys, I'm back. That was Spring by Saint Etienne. Don't bully me for my French pronunciation. I actually never took French, and I don't plan on it. It's a little too late for me to learn another language, I've decided. I did take Latin, which is helpful. Guys, it is helpful. Latin can have a wide range of application in your adult life. This is what I tell myself. So I play those songs sort of together. You know, something that I do on this show is that I have this sort of that I say that there's some sort of flow between the songs. And conceptually, for me, there is one. But I don't know if that's the case for you. I'd love to hear some feedback from the listeners. So feel free to call in. I love when people call in. It's usually been my friends, but I love talking to people while I'm in the studio. And you can even be on air if I think that we're having a great conversation. So the number is 855-915-9636. That's 855-915-9636. Call in. Tell me about your favorite song of your summer or a song that represents a new period of adulthood for you. Or you could just give me some feedback, or you can just call in and have a conversation with me, because I love that too. So if you feel like calling in, you should definitely do that. The next sort of set of songs I'm going to play, I'm just going to let you listen to them, and maybe they'll feel correlated in some way to you. But this next one is from the Avalanches. It's called The Divine Chord, off of their album We Will Always Love You, that was released in 2020. I actually just discovered this song. I didn't discover it, okay, but I found it for myself this summer, and it happened to be one of the songs that I listen to a lot. So for me, it sort of feels a little nostalgic, and you know how 19-year-olds love to talk about nostalgia, adulthood, coming of age, all that sort of stuff, because we're the most important thing at all times. So here we go. This is The Divine Chord by the Avalanches.
Okay, okay. There comes a time
curls, they just trying to get a nut like squirrels in his mad world. Land of milk and honey with the swirls, where reckless naked girls get necklaces of pearls. Compliments of the town jeweler, left back now schooler, trying to sound cooler. On the microphone known as the crown ruler. Never lied to Mar when we said we found the moolah. $500-something laying right there in the street. Huh, now let's try and get something to eat. Then he turned four and started flowing to the poor. That's about when he first started going raw. Kept the drove in the drawer. A rhyming klepto who couldn't go up in the store no more. His life is like a folklore legend. Why you're so stiff, you need to smoke more, brethren. Instead of trying to riff with a broke war veteran. Split made him swore he saw heaven, he was seven. Yup, you know it. Growing up too fast. Showing up to class with my wet in a flask. He asked the teacher if he leave, will he pass? His girl is home alone, he trying to get the... If you want to sip, get a paper water fountain glass. How I'm supposed to know where your mouth been last? Hands so fast, he can out spin the flash. Known to smoke a whole mountain of hash to the ash. Boom, bass, leave the room with the stash. Assume it's in a smash, doom, get the cash.
Guys, I'm back. That was Mad Villain. That song was called Curls by Mad Villain off of his album Curls in All Caps. I wanted to play that one because it was, again, one of those songs that I found over the summer. Sort of my first listen, I sort of fell in love with the song, and ever since, it's been one of my favorites of the summer and maybe of all time. There's something just like super beautiful about the beginning of that song. That is one of those things that I keep going back to. I'm the sort of person who, if I like something in a song, I'll play it on repeat over and over again, and that's one of those. So just be warned, if you're ever with me, I will play a song as much as I want. As much as I want to get out of it, I will play it. And sometimes that means it'll be like upwards of 20 times in a row. So I'm sorry to everyone that has to experience that. Next up is a song from Spoon called Inside Out. This one was from their album They Want My Soul in 2014. I listened to a Song Exploder podcast episode about this song, and it was really interesting. I don't know how I feel about listening to Song Exploder, because sometimes I listen to them and I'm like, actually, I hate this song because it means nothing, or what I thought it meant, it doesn't mean. And you know, sometimes it's nice to have your own sort of meaning on a song, but this one I actually listened to, and I felt like I liked the song more, and it was actually the first time I had sort of heard the song. I had listened to Spoon before, but not this particular song, which is silly because it's one of their most popular songs, but that's just a me thing. So this is Inside Out by Spoon. Hope you enjoy.
Thank you.
Hey guys, that was You're Not the One by Sky Ferreira. That one is just a fun one to listen to for me. Was dancing a little bit in the studio, glad no one was here to see it. I'm interjecting right now because it's the most important time of the hour. We're almost at the 45-minute mark, so that means it's time for a PSA. I know you missed them. You probably heard one last hour if you were listening to WMFO. Hopefully it wasn't this one. This one, I think about all the time. I think about it all the time. So I'm reading it for my first show of the year because it's my favorite PSA. Here we go. There's something very dangerous in your home. It could be hiding in a closet or waiting in the basement. It's not sharp or toxic or flammable, yet it helps send more people to the trauma center than any other household item. Using a ladder might seem easy. Misusing one is even easier. Ask any of the 150,000 people who fell off their ladders into a trauma center last year alone. Don't let a do-it-yourself project do yourself in. For tips on ladder safety, visit orthoinfo.org/ladder safety. Such an important PSA. Not that I've ever used a ladder before. The closest thing to a ladder I use is my step stool to get on my bed because I'm short and my bed is tall. So thank you for listening to that. This next one is one that I'm just seriously in love with. This song, one from Alice Phoebe Liu called Touch. I think it was released as a single in 2020. I think it may be part of an album. I don't know. I don't really know too much about Alice Phoebe Liu, but I know that this song is just beautiful. And it's, you know, super romantic and not that that's whatever. But it's like definitely one that I love listening to, and I have been doing more like little walks these days because when I'm home in Philly, I do a lot of driving because Philly's not a walking city, it's a driving city. I don't care what people say about SEPTA, Philly is a walking city. Somerville, on the other hand, is very walkable, and I like to walk to Davis to do my little chores and tasks, like getting myself medicine for this little cold that all of my sweet mates gave me. So on my way back, I'll listen to my little songs, and the last three ones were ones that I like to walk to. I played You're Not the One, which we just listened to, and Slide Tackle from Japanese Breakfast, which comes off of an amazing album that she just released. Slide Tackle is like one of my favorite songs ever now. It's just like somehow Japanese Breakfast just sort of perfected her sound, and that's what came out of it, and I'm super happy about it because I liked her before. I thought her vocals were cool and her instrumental parts were cool, but I don't know, there's something about Jubilee, her last album, just like clicked, and it sounds super well produced and just like, I don't know, such a good song. I also like have been in love with the rest of the album these days, and then that's pretty much been what I've been listening to for like the past 2 weeks. So I have to start learning and discovering new songs because I don't have anything to play on the radio other than Japanese Breakfast pretty much. So I need to work on that. That's my homework for next week. So this next one, Touch, Alice Phoebe Liu. Hope you enjoy. And I'll be back in a minute.
You've been hanging out in my head.
I'm back. That was Alice Phoebe Liu, Touch, off of her single release in 2020. Yeah, I love that one, and I hope you liked it too. I was dancing a little bit in the studio again. Hopefully no one saw me. Yeah, my friend was just asking me why I read PSAs, and you know, basically it's something that we do at WMFO to, you know, we care about public service, and so basically the radio station is public service, he was saying. And I was like, yes, playing Alice Phoebe Liu into the ether is public service, because absolutely, absolutely, that song is just, you know, so magical to me. And I think it is a public service to play it into the ether, or however many listeners I have. I appreciate you and love you guys. Thank you for tuning in to me every week, because I'll be back next week in the studio again. So yeah, feel free to, you know, tune back in if this is something that you liked or enjoyed, or if you hated it too. You can listen to this show if you hate it too. That's awesome. Love to have haters. They're my motivators, okay guys? So next I'm gonna play a song that I listened to over the summer a lot. I spent a lot of the time on the bus this summer, pretending that I lived in New York, because my friend was living in New York, and you know, we always want bigger and better things, and my friend was living in New York and I was in Philly, and I was like, oh, I'm gonna pretend I also live in New York. So I went there a lot, and I played this song a lot on the bus because I was being dramatic. And basically what I do on the bus is like not read or do anything productive. I just like to stare out the window and think about life and whatever, and or not think at all, because sometimes my brain is just empty and I don't have anything to think about. This one is from Yola Tango, off their album Painful in 1993. I like this one because of, again, the beginning. I think a lot of songs that I just like the sort of non-vocal part. I sort of realized that I don't really listen to lyrics, and maybe I need to work on that. Or maybe that's something that's just okay, and I can only really process so much at a time, because my brain is full of other things, other really important things, like where the hippocampus is in the brain, because I'm studying psych now, and that's apparently things that I need to know. So here we go. This is the last song that I'm going to play today. But it was so wonderful to be back in the studio. So wonderful to be playing my songs for you. So I'm going to close it out with this one from Yola Tango. This is Jill Yum with Beantunes Radio, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Here we go with Yola Tango, Nowhere Near.